Body. panda, 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 China.
Yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli ogni sera su quel prato.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Live from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. And that set was started with the Strokes with Eternal Summer from New Abnormal. Palm, You Are What Eats You from Trading Basics. Patty was the band after that. I think they're from Brooklyn. On the Rise Continuum, that was from Toothpick 3. I really like that song. I like a lot of the songs in that set. I mean, I should. They're all pretty good. Then it was Paula with Waverly, and then Pile from Dripping, and then Cherry Glazer. New Cherry Glazer record. She's not getting better. It's too bad. I really like Clem Creevy, at least her earlier stuff. Deerhoof, Panda 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 from Apollo. I think it was Apollo. Yeah, that was probably Apollo. That was the final song in that set. Did I have anything to talk about? Yeah, something just really quick I'll just make mention. There's a lot of talk right now about housing affordability, and there's a lot that goes into it, and I think our government had a... They got together. They met in London, Ontario. I don't know if anybody ever watches those... Just Not Bikes videos, those, like, urbanist videos from the guy from London, calls it Fake London. They came away with one thing, which is new rentals. They don't have to pay... they don't have to pay GST when they build new rental buildings. So really not a lot came out of that. The one thing I've been looking at, I mean, I think they need to look a lot harder at short-term rentals. I'm not doing this to get my parents involved. They are listening. But when they do visit, sometimes they, you know, they like those sorts of things. And, boy, those would be nice apartments for people. I need to do more research. Like, this is just off the top of my head. But I think I read somewhere there's something like 30,000... There can't be 30,000 short-term rental units in Greater Vancouver. That seems like a really high number. I need to get a real number for that. Ken Sim, the mayor of Vancouver, today announced you have to pay a very nominal fee in Vancouver to have an Airbnb or a Vrbo in your home. And Yeah, I think the fee went from like just over $100 up to $1,000. But when you look at the spreads that these people are making, like, why not really disincentivize it? Like, a lot more of those houses should be shifted back into the rental stock. That would make a huge, huge difference and hopefully, you know, maybe bring the price of rentals down. I don't know. You look at the average price in the city right now, that's a lot of money for anybody. So they better hurry up before, at least before I got to find a new place. And a lot of other people. It's a really, really bad situation. Yeah, I guess I already called it the song. Sorry about the downer there, but yeah, that's a big issue. Everybody I talk to right now, that's number one. So I don't know which route they're going to take. They're either going to have to crack housing, or there's going to be generations that just never can afford a home ever. Anyway, here we go. Wow, that's perspective. I should have something coming up here. I do. And, of course, this is the home of Burnaby Rock that you're listening to. I'm live in studio and just making a mess of it right now and on a little bully pulpit about housing and Airbnb. Anyway, back to the music.
Yeah. in the light from mine to mine.